Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Always my pleasure to be with you, the listening audience, and ladies and gentlemen. Through the years, as a talk show host, I have used the phrase beautiful people, because there are beautiful people across this land and beyond that I have had the opportunity to interview, interact, lots of times just by the electronic media, email, and or telephone, and interviewing, and sometimes in the studio. Many I have met personally, some I have not. Great relationships have been developed. It has been an extraordinary experience, and I call them beautiful people because they have taken the energy, the intellect, the interest of their nation to heart. They have done extraordinary things, brought forth extraordinary information, and gone just a little measure, a cut above. Beautiful people across this land, and I would want to say thanks to them for the enrichments they have given to me, the books they have written, the seminars they've held, the stand up against professors who have said, I am a scientist, and I will go with my science as I have been taught. Or they have gone to seminars and created housing and ideas. They have been the curiosity seekers. They have told truth. Today it's been my honor to have Dr. Krieg on the hour before, and now to introduce to you Joel Skousen, very familiar across this nation for his much variety, his much, I don't know, much is sort of sticking with me, but that's probably not the right adjective, his many pursuits in behalf of citizenry and his fellow man. Joel Skousen, welcome.
Thank you, Barbara Jean, for that nice introduction. It's good to be with you.
It's nice to have you on, and we'll take it from here. And just a reminder that there is a break soon, and be aware of that, and we're happy to have you on today.
Well, in this week's issue of the World Affairs Brief, my main story was the trouble at the CIA, primarily with CIA Director Leon Panetta. He is clearly worried about Eric Holder's investigation of CIA torture, although not for the reason one would think. Holder's investigation really is a sham investigation. There's a get out of jail free card for everyone, except maybe one or two fall guys, but none of the higher-ups, none of the people who pushed this or authorized this are going to get prosecuted. In any case, this is just a political move to make it appear as if he's prosecuting something from the Bush administration left over from that, but I don't believe any prosecutions, frankly, will come about. But there is a precedent being set.
We'll go to the break here, and we'll pick it up with Leon Panetta, CIA Under Fire from Eric Holder. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? but now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.laysemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Joel Skousen is this hour's guest. WorldAffairsBrief.com. You can go there for a news analysis. We were talking about Leon Panetta, director of the CIA. A position. He also had some kind of a position with the Clinton administration, Bill Clinton. I believe he was known as the fixer.
That's correct, Barbara, Jean. Panetta was Bill Clinton's chief of staff, and very similar to the current chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. They're both very foul-mouthed, very, very much insider workers. They know how to twist arms. They play dirty inside Washington. So the rumors over Panetta, you know, being forced to resign from the CIA because of some of his objections to things like this sham investigation are just talk. He's a real insider player. Now, he is chafing, of course, at having to report to Admiral Dennis Blair, Director of National Intelligence. He's used to talking directly with the president. He doesn't like having to go between through a go-between, especially Blair. And Blair is, you know, somebody who is a high-level globalist who has long carried on the CFR pro-China message when he was U.S. Naval Chief of Naval Operations in the Pacific. He often would do, you know, special relationship with China and has been a very much a pro-China hand. I only point that out because that's the CFR message, and he's very much a controlled entity. Panetta's more of an insider fighter, doesn't care so much about globalist agendas as much as he does the specific goings-on inside, the deeply inside any administration, and that puts him in a perfect position to be, you know, CIA director. But no director knows the full extent of the secret operations until they actually sit down in the chair as the director and they get briefed. And I'm frankly of the opinion they don't even know, aren't even told all things, because there's a lot of things that have to do with controlling the secret aspects of government that, you know, is kept from everyone but the highest level conspirators in this operation. But certainly Panetta is a little bit worried about the fact that he's uncomfortable with some of the operations being carried out by the CIA. That he did not know about until he took the job, and therefore he's worried he might be the fall guy someday when these come back or get revealed or get leaked, and that's a precedent he ought to be worried about. The other issue that is a major concern in the CIA is the problem of having revealed or an inconvenient leak about Blackwater assassination teams, Blackwater, a mercenary contractor, you know, in trouble over many of its indiscriminate shootings in Iraq. now being found out that the CIA had given them a contract to do special black operations assassinations for the CIA. But this is a little bit of a problem. In the first place, there never would be a contract for such a thing, let alone be canceled, as Panetta has said. You know, the message that sends to the people is you can go back to sleep now. We were thinking about letting Blackwater do this, but, you know, it's been canceled, so there are no contract assassinations. Well, by saying the contract was canceled, the public incorrectly infers that the CIA didn't do any, but they've been killing people like this for decades. And all black operations are arranged so that the CIA can exercise what they call plausible deniability. If the hitmen get caught, so there are no written contracts to cancel, only verbal contracts. And these operations are hidden in the general language of other contracts. And that general contract with Blackwater, now called Jay, most likely will not be canceled. All of this is much like the inflated Pentagon payments for $300 toilet seats and $100 hammers. That was simply slush money to cover for secret projects developed by defense contractors in things like the Skunk Works, where the secret stealth fighter, for example, was created. If Blackwater or some other mercenary contractor gets caught, of course, the CIA can say they had nothing to do with it, that they were these companies were doing things that were unauthorized by their agreements. Now, there are a lot of examples, of course, of CIA betraying contractors who are operating according to these verbal agreements. You know, the two prominent ones I point out in this week's World Affairs Brief are Manuel Noriega of Panama, the president of the country, who was managing the CIA's Panama drug pipeline. He was caught with his hand taking over double the amount. Instead of $1 million a year, a cut, he was taking over $2 million out. And so the CIA took him down, by, in essence, the prosecuting him for doing what they had asked him to do. And they can do that by simply...
The prosecutor was the now head of the FBI, one of them, isn't he? Mueller. In that activity with Noriega?
Yes, that's correct. But, of course, it was the judge, you know, who was violating every legal procedure by, you know, Manuel Noriega had kept some paperwork from the FBI proving that he had a relationship with them, and the judge refused to allow that into evidence, even refusing to allow Noriega to mention the CIA in his case.
Doesn't it just take your breath away, Joel? My great Scott, you know, the FBI head who would have been an attorney then in that activity, Noriega, the time of George H.W. Bush, I think that would be the time frame, right?
That's right.
And former CIA president, right? I mean, it's just cozy as heck, isn't it?
That's right. Same thing happened to Edwin P. Wilson. He was a cutout from the CIA. Those are people that launder out of the agency. And he was prosecuted for delivering millions of dollars of explosives to Libya that was, on the banned list for terrorism. But the CIA had paid him to do this, and then had he was double-dealing, double-dipping on the side, and so they brought him down. The CIA got to that judge, and they lied about the evidence. They suppressed evidence. But finally, that case got overturned on appeal. Wilson found an honest judge who ruled that the CIA had lied and had tampered with evidence. And so it goes on all the time like this. But, of course, the most important question about the whole...
I think this is really important, realistic, down-to-the-line, interesting information. Do you suppose the normal society of patio backyards, when people are speaking in America, do you suppose that they can discuss this kind of information? I say not. And this is the kind of information, America, that we so desperately need. It builds. It brings us to today, when the UN can say, yeah, we need a new currency. You know, it's kind of fouled up in America. How did we get here? This is the way we got here. We got here with the subterfuge and the non non-carrying out of justice with patsies and friends like Noriega, a country that would do drug ops for our stream of money for black ops. Am I all wrong?
Well, you know, the big question about Blackwater is why hire a contractor to do the CIA's core mission? As Charles Faddis, a former department chief at the CIA's Counterterrorism Center, said, told the AP, this is quintessential CIA work. You wonder what it means if the CIA has to rely on Blackwater. Why are they still funding the CIA? And he's absolutely right. This is the CIA's main business, covert operations. Why bring in an outside contractor? Why not do it themselves, as they have for years?
Good question.
You know, is Blackwater simply a proxy team like the Mossad? This same question can be applied to all mercenaries used by the Pentagon. It's clearly cheaper for the military to hire more people than hire Blackwater guards at 10 times the price. So there has to be some other reason for this mercenary mania at much higher cost. And as I've said in past World Affairs briefs, it is my analysis that the powers that be who run our government are, and all the covert programs, are reluctant to use ordinary, honest people to do these acts, military men in particular, because the acts are evil and run counter to America's true interests, and good people eventually get a fit of conscience and have to tell somebody about them and have to blow the whistle. And even threats about violating national security doesn't work. When they find out that it is illegal for government to use national security to cover up for illegal acts. Now, the U.S. suffered, as I pointed out, a rash of bad exposure from dozens of whistleblowers during the 1980s. But I think that they are now turning to these subcontractors specifically to get these things much more secret. I mean, you can control these subcontractors more than you can and more easily sift through them and find out who are the thugs and who aren't than you can our ordinary military people. Now, this isn't to say, of course, that all these companies like Blackwater, Triple Canopy, DynCorp, and MPRI only do illegal acts. Some are more into black ops than others, depending on the corruptibility of the leaders of these companies. But most of what they do is legal, and most of the employees do honest work. They have to in order to stay in business. But silently and secretly, these companies are judging their people, selecting those that have few principles, and testing them with increasingly amoral and illegal assignments, ultimately building a cadre of thugs who I don't believe will hesitate to take down patriotic Americans who are dissidents from government tyranny. I mean, forget about foreign troops coming in. We got plenty of thugs in this country who have shown a willingness to do evil things. And, of course, the primary tests that begin the filtering process is filthy language and cheating on their wives. And ABC News just reported this week on a blockbuster story, 10 private guards working at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, working for a military contractor called Armor Group, were pressured into participating into naked pool parties and gay acts of sex to gain promotions and assignments to preferable shifts. And this is just all of a sudden, of course, the Pentagon has fired all these guards.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, today's guest, Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, for a news analysis, worldaffairsbrief.com. And do you still have that offer where if someone is interested to see what you offer, that you will send a free paper that is current to that interested party?
Yes, I do, Barbara Jean. I will send a free email edition of the World Affairs Brief to anyone who asks it. It's a one-time service for those who are interested in subscribing, and they can just email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
You'll be enhanced if you do. So, ladies and gentlemen, support this. This is wonderful to hear not just always the news issue, but then an analysis that goes deeper. We were talking about the activity, the sporting activity, the negative activity of members of a military, sort of a military, a mercenary group, and you called it Armor. Is that the new name of it?
Armor Group is another contractor like Blackwater, and they provide guards to the embassy in Kabul. As I say, ABC News just reported on a blockbuster story whereby about 10 guards, or actually a dozen guards, were participating in, gay sex and naked pool parties. And organized by the top leaders there of Armor there. And so only the guards were fired when it became a public story and not the people who organized this.
And then DynCorp had a little trouble back a few years. Now, I have a question. Blackwater, does it have two names now?
Well, yes, it's technically named J, which is kind of XE. It's a Chinese name, which is very appropriate. Your first Blackwater comes up with the name for swamp water in North Carolina, where they're from, and now they pick a Chinese name. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but they're obviously trying to change their name. But Blackwater seems to stick with them. It fits their modus operandi.
Well, this is, like I say, it's 2009. I remember when a friend called me on the phone and said, "Turn on your television. They're talking about torture." Could that be so long ago? I think it was after 2001, somewhere in the mid-2004, 2005. when we all saw the black hooded folks on a stool and all those horrible pictures. And to your knowledge, has anyone in a high place been properly prosecuted for the torture that went on at Abu Ghraib?
No one in a high position. The woman military leader, head of the prison, was demoted, but she was just following orders. And there were some prosecutions of some of the guards. But these, as I say, they are protecting the higher-ups. And this is what we have to understand, is that whether it's a 9/11 investigation, these things really are done mostly to cover up for the higher-up planning of these types of things. And the same thing with these prosecutions. You know, as I've pointed out before, the CIA and FBI and DEA, all government agencies have two sides to them. They have a white side and a black side, and they go through an ongoing recruitment process continually to find people who are corrupt that will serve in the dark side and won't be bothered by the illegal things that they do. The CIA and FBI have engaged in this kind of filtering for years. It's sometimes very subtle and nearly invisible. Good CIA agents have told me of being overseas, this is where it starts, on assignment, in a hotel, having a prostitute knock on their door offering their services, telling them that it's paid for by the CIA and there are no questions to be asked. And these people are married. Those that accept these offers to compromise their marriages move up into better assignments and eventually into the dark side. Those that don't accept the free sex fail to get promoted much higher. And so this is a very telling thing. And, of course, the ABC News thing about the guards having gay sex at a naked pool party in Afghanistan, that, of course, you can imagine how that speaks poorly of the United States for the Afghanis who see that kind of thing going on. You know, there were sex slave units within DynCor in the Bosnian area. They got caught on that. And yet DynCor is still in business. They haven't been cut off. Blackwater is still in business. The government claims that they're going to cut off Blackwater, but they keep giving them these secret contracts because these people are part of the dark side network.
Now, Kabul and Afghanistan, I'm going to ask you a question, and you can choose to answer it or you can choose not to. Why are we in Afghanistan?
Well, it's a complex issue. You know, it started right after 9/11, and, of course, the plans to go into and attack Afghanistan were already in place before 9/11 went off, and 9/11 really was a Pearl Harbor-type experience meant to justify going into Iraq and Afghanistan. They chose Afghanistan first. And part of this was to put the United States in charge of the massive drug pipeline that right now was being operated by other countries, Russia and China.
I can hear the music. We'll pick it up on the drug story in Afghanistan when we come back. You're listening to Joel Skousen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, Joel Skousen. We were just discussing a little bit of the activity, the shenanigans of mercenaries guarding the fox in Afghanistan, so to speak, and their activities that would be very, very disturbing to any upright citizen and someone in the middle there. So, very sad image for America. We were talking about the poppies. Now, I believe it was under the Clinton administration that Armitage got to go, or maybe it was under Bush. Bush administration, right, that Armitage reemerged and he went over as an undersecretary of state or something into Afghanistan. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I've heard that name before. I think he figured in the Golden Triangle a decade back. What's he doing over there? And then you suggested just now that maybe the takeover of the poppy crop was now in other hands. So if you could clarify that a little bit, there's so much to cover. Wonderful information in the brief. We'll get to the vaccine in a minute. So we'll finish up with Cabal and go to the vaccine.
Well, Richard Armitage was the handler for all of the CIA drug trafficking out of the Vietnam era through the Iron Triangle, which was, in Thailand, Burma, and Laos. And General Khun San, who was essentially in charge of that area of Thailand, said that his contact in the CIA for all the drug trafficking was Richard Armitage. He said that on videotape, and so we have that evidence. He did surface, came out of the dark side into this position of the Secretary of State to try to sanitize his image, I think, but he was still, of course, operating for the dark side when he would go over to Afghanistan and make arrangements to, after the U.S. had invaded and busted the Taliban, to make sure that the various drug lords were under their control now. And there have been a lot of payoffs. They've used drug money, as I pointed out in the briefs, to pay off Hamid Karzai, the puppet president of Afghanistan, Karzai's brother, is one of the chief drug lords there in the country. And so this is an ongoing situation with our own government. But it was surprising to me to have Richard Armitage surface right out there in the open as an undersecretary of state and try to get some respectability when, in fact, he's nothing but a hood.
It is amazing to me. I just I knew just a little bit about that, but I remembered well his name, his involvement, and I was just astonished when he reemerged in the Bush W administration. So today, what's going on with the poppies, and then we'll move to the massive vaccine story that's all about everyone.
The drug trade has increased almost by 30% in Afghanistan since the invasion of the U.S., so that you know that the U.S. isn't really trying to stop it. They are, in fact, channeling it and controlling it. And, sometimes, Barbara Jean, there are semi-blind, innocent people that do the government's bidding, at least in former years. Senator Robert Bennett of Utah, who during his early professional life ran Robert Mullins and Associate, a PR lobbyist organization that was a front for the CIA. He was, the son of Wallace F. Bennett, a very fine senator, and he got the chance. I'm sure the CIA passed this by his father before they came to Robert Bennett to give him the job of creating this PR company and giving him his first client, Howard Hughes of Summa Corporation, who would give him a retainer of $300,000 a year. That's a pretty big sum of money to start a company, and they would staff it partially, not wholly. They did do PR work and lobbyist work for big corporations, but they staffed it with CIA cutouts, and cutouts are people who have been, they play like they release them from government service, and they become private enterprise people in insurance or PR or something. It doesn't take a lot of expertise, and that's what happened. Robert Bennett was probably kind of embarrassed when he found out that the Watergate burglars had been on his payroll, and that's how it works. But I don't think, and I'm quite sure that Robert Bennett isn't a knowing conspirator in those things. He probably thought, I'm doing my patriotic duty. But more and more
he's
now,
he's a conspirator when he endorses. To me, he's a conspirator when he endorses the North American Union and then says he doesn't know about it when a party here has been trying to inform his office since 2005 about it, and they act like they don't know. So I'll put him over there for that.
let me put it this way. We can't tell a person's a conspiracy unless they know the real reason why the North American Union. It's easy to get dumb, liberal, moderate people to go along with the generalized ideas of a North American Union. And that's where, you have typical politicians in conservative states go along with this because the Republican Party tells them to do so, and they want to go up in the Republican Party. They want to have all the cadoos. It's not clear-cut just because they do something like this. But it is clear-cut when somebody like Blackwater, founder Eric Prince, a professing Christian who I think has made his pact with the devil, but when you start doing assassinations for the CIA, you can't claim ignorance about that kind of thing. In fact, you can't even get in this business of being a military contractor. You or your husband or myself, I couldn't go up to the ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Division, and say, hey, I want a license to sell automatic weapons, rockets, and explosives, and have access to all this stuff so that I can compete with Blackwater. They just laugh in your face. The only thing you do is get on their red list. And so you have to be an insider before you get invited to start a company that allows itself to be a military
contract. You're playing it out really good. You're telling us how it is and how it works. But where does it stop with responsibility? In listening to this, I have a certain personal unease in learning that Americans in cabal are acting as if they're lesser than human beings and how they should conduct themselves. I'm wondering if I'm somewhat responsible. I'm worried about a government that will go after somebody named England, a young woman who took pictures at Abu Ghraib, and she had to have a child in prison, I think, for her participation in what someone else told her to do or take part in. I'm wondering when that responsibility comes back to me as a citizen to just say, well, that happened over there. They were representing my country. They were armed forces. They were in a bad prison, but that's Iraq. Or when do I take responsibility as an individual American for the wars that we are doing as preemptive wars? When does it come back to me? Can you answer that? Because I have
I have never voted for a person who has promoted any of these things or backed any of these wars in Iraq. I have never voted for Orrin Hatch or Bob Bennett, and I don't intend to. And so I am not responsible. There's only so much you can do when you have no authority within society other than the vote. You cannot enforce the law upon these people when the judges, but they will be held accountable to God someday, because I think there is a secret combination of power in this nation that controls judges, that controls congressmen, that controls people in the presidency, and even up to the Supreme Court. And these people are responsible. These people are not doing their duty. In fact, these people are looking the other way deliberately. And there are people, of course, who are responsible. Now, to military people, I would say that you are being told that you have an obligation to follow these orders, even when you feel that they're wrong, and that is not true. You know, for all that the military tells people about, there are such things as illegal orders, but they will never list and tell a military, they will never brief a military person what's an example of an illegal order, because they don't want them to think about that. They want them simply to obey orders. And
yeah,
I believe
you've been in the military, and you're a pilot. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
A listener out there who
and we were never briefed. Vote. We were never briefed on what constituted an illegal order.
Okay,
everything
well, you
expected
me with
to obey, and I ended up, disobeying several orders that I felt were improper, and got into trouble. But I was able to, they weren't able to actually stand up against me legally. So what they did was downgrade my fitness report. And then when I made a congressional complaint that my fitness report had been downgraded for objecting to an illegal order, they made an inquiry, my congressman, into the Marine Corps. And the Marine Corps said, Captain Skousen is incorrect. He has no fitness report other than excellent. They had actually just taken out the bad fitness report and replaced it with another one. And that's the kind of thing that cover-ups
that go
on.
Your responses have been helpful to me, and I'm hopeful for those out there listening as well. What are you going to do about the vaccine?
Well, I'm certainly never going to take a vaccine, any vaccine. I don't trust any of the vaccine makers to do what's right. I know that they contain adjuvants, and which are products that supposedly enhance its ability and suppress the immune system so that the immune system doesn't kill the vaccine. Well, I want the vaccine killed. I want the vaccine to be eliminated from the system. And I won't take it. They have preservatives in it. They have contaminated particles and other animal products and proteins. This is very, very dangerous. The only reason that everybody doesn't get sick is that most people have pretty good immune systems, and they're able to overcome the bad things that they get through the vaccine. But almost everybody now is starting to feel some adverse effects from vaccines. And I'm convinced that we're going to see when this vaccine for the swine flu starts to come out is an immediate impact, an increase in the swine flu, because there will be lots of bad products that will make a person more susceptible to the swine flu. And it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh, that's a pretty serious thing, and now it's global. I keep feeling in my heart of hearts that maybe the real target might be Europe, Northern Europe, European countries, and the United States, more so than maybe some other countries, but it may be all over the globe, and what a sad story to think that the pressure is on, and a Maryland governor would say taking the flu is patriotic. And
or taking the flu shot. And the reason he's saying that is he claims, and he's been told by medical authorities, and it's not correct, that if everyone takes the flu shot, which is a problem shot anyway, it doesn't help with the flu because it was designed for flu viruses 6 months ago, and that flu virus is not the flu virus people are going to get this fall. But he's saying basically that will weed out the people who get the flu shot, won't get the flu, and if they get the swine flu, then we'll know it's because of the swine flu. And it's, he's claiming that, you know, that there will be some distinguishing characteristics. It's absolutely bogus. Don't know anything enough. There's nothing about these vaccines that is predictable enough to make those kinds of decisions. You know, besides, Barbara Jean, this is not an epidemic. There's barely been 650 people killed worldwide over the swine flu. And most people who get the swine flu don't need any medical intervention at all. They simply get over it. They have some chills and some fevers. It goes on for a week or so. It is very contagious. And it will, and the only people it's killing are people who have health problems. And that's the same thing with the flu virus. It kills people, older people, and even some young people because they have immunization problems already into their immune system. I know people, for example, who have been under cancer therapy and have taken chemotherapy, which compromises the immune system. Doctor tells them to get a flu shot, and a personal friend of mine died from that flu shot because his immune system wasn't able to handle the bad things that are in that. So people need to take responsibility for their lives and don't believe the medical establishment. There is a conspiracy to deny the adverse effects of these various shots, and woe unto the person who has a death in the family and tries to get compensation in the vaccine program. Doctors are primed to deny that there is any relationship between vaccines and the health problems that you will have afterwards.
It's interesting. I was trying to think in terms of the number of deaths worldwide with malaria or tuberculosis, and the numbers of those communicable diseases, you know, is just an amazing, in the millions, you know, worldwide.
Yes, malaria and, particularly.
And why isn't there urgency over that?
Well, you know, they know how to keep malaria down. They have to use DDT, and they, you know, stopped that, even though DDT was nowhere near as dangerous as they claimed it was. I believe any of these chemicals, you know, have some dangers and things. But, you know, you talk about, you know, saving the fish and other things. We're losing millions of people to malaria, and the solution's pretty easy. But they don't seem to be able to come up with a vaccine for that.
Well, just, you know, all of it put together doesn't really make number sense for sure, as you pointed out.
Well, this certainly is not an epidemic, but they're calling an epidemic. There's a propaganda, massive propaganda campaign every night on the television, local and national. You're being barraged by a wave of propaganda about the coming swine flu threat. And always talking about the vaccine. Now, fortunately, the vaccine is not going to be ready till about October 15th. And so I'm telling people that if we do not have a major influx of the swine flu before that time, and it starts after the vaccine starts to be given, that's going to be prime evidence that the vaccine is causing the upswing in swine flu and not before.
That's good, a warning. You've heard it out there.
Now, the big problem, Barbara Jean, is, you know, it's not going to be mandatory. They would need a much bigger pandemic for something to be mandatory. They would like to, and certainly I think that if it did, if there was a self-fulfilling prophecy because of the vaccine, they'll probably make those who haven't taken it take it. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't doubt that they might try something like that. The big problem is it's going to start in the public schools. That's where all things contagious start. The swine flu is very contagious in the first 2 days, by the way, before you break out in symptoms. So it's impossible to stay away because you've got the symptoms. That's when you've already been contagious for 2 days. So when things do pick up, they do tend to do it because of public schooling and the high density population base that you have. That's where they're going to try to inoculate all children. Even if you sign something that says, do not inoculate my children, I highly recommend parents do not send your children to public schools on the days that they're inoculating. There's going to be a herd instinct of moving kids from class to from one class into the shot factory and then out. And believe me, it's all too easy for your child, if he doesn't have, very few children have the ability to articulate what their parents have told them about not taking the shot. They'll just get in line with everyone else, and then the teachers will tell you, oh, I'm sorry, we vaccinated your child by mistake, and then what do? You can't sue them. Nobody can be sued over this, and yet you'll have to suffer the damages to your children.
No recourse. We'll be right back. You're listening to Joel Skousen.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
So much to cover, ladies and gentlemen. There's all kinds of in-depth articles that you'll want to read on World Affairs Brief. I wanted to ask about China, their money, the latest comment by the UN wanting to have global currency reported by Bloomberg yesterday, all of that, but you choose. Our time is short now. Just wind it up with the most important for the listeners. Thank you so much for being on Born on the 4th of July. You are a great investigator, and the analysis is just very much something that everyone should have.
Well, you can discount any of these rumors about a different currency. Even if the world decided to do so, it would require years to be able to replace the estimated $100 trillion that there are outstanding in the world floating around for commerce. The nearest currency, you know, the euro, is only a tenth of that. So there's no way any currency could change that. Now, this so-called IMF currency is merely a basket of other currencies None of them can even come close to replacing the United States dollar. And you have to have some exchange mechanism if you're going to do this. You can't just simply say, you know, we've got a new currency. Everybody has to start to exchange into that new currency. That means you have to print $100 trillion of whatever you're going to do in that currency. Now, what China is simply doing, for example, in going into the IMF fake currency is just it's got its value based upon the inflation rate of a variety of other currencies, including the pound and the euro. But it's not going to do anything other than diversify a little bit. I mean, China is really trying to find ways to put their dollars into something before they continue to be devaluated by U.S. Printing money and creating new currency, which China is very upset with. And that's why they're buying a lot of strategic minerals. They're buying a lot of oil. They're buying that with dollars, trying to spend those dollars before it gets devalued. But they're stuck, like the rest of the world. There's just no other alternative to the dollar right now, and it simply cannot collapse overnight because no one in the right mind would try to sell billions of dollars because once the market starts down, you won't get the value out of the portion that you haven't sold yet. And nobody can lay $1 billion of currency right out on the table and sell it instantly. So we have to understand that the world is in a bind and there's not going to be a replacement currency anytime soon.
I believe I had read it on your site, a reminder for people on the use of language and the control of language and certain keywords like social justice or visioning and that type of thing. Certainly, you have to be very discerning who you listen to on television and what their total story is when you see some of these presentations. And maybe you'd like to enlarge a little bit about how vulnerable we are in that area.
Well, you know, the world is increasingly using euphemisms to change reality. I mean, like, you never hear the word leftist anymore. Whatever the press refers to a leftist, they call them a progressive. Well, who wouldn't want to be a progressive, you know? But that's the way that the world is going. And just like everything is health care reform, they're not calling it socialized medicine and enhanced interrogations instead of torture. I mean, the world is abounding in this type of thing. I don't believe the article was, in fact, something from my website, unless it was just posted recently that I haven't
seen.
Well,
there you are. Well, thank you so much, and good luck to you in all that you do. Joel Skousen on Born on the 4th of July today. Thank you. Be back tomorrow.
With recent